vaccines aren't just for children. They are also for senior citizens who can be at serious risk of contracting illness and disease if they don't get vaccinated for these things. Joining us this morning is Dr. Mark Bustamante from Oak Street Health, a network of primary care centers serving Medicare recipients throughout the Midwest. He is the executive director. A lot of controversy over vaccines with kids. Not so much with adults, but yet we have adults who aren't getting these.
Well, thank you, Lucianne, for bringing this very important information to your listeners. I agree. There shouldn't be any controversy with vaccines, especially for adults. Adults are susceptible to some very significant illnesses. Unfortunately, they can cause great complication, even death, and vaccines are an excellent way to prevent all that trouble.
The first that comes to mind, of course, is the flu.
Absolutely. Flu shot every year is highly recommended. In fact, we know that people that get flu shots every year reduce their chances of dying from the flu by over 60%. So a great bargain for people.
Wow. Say that again. Over
60% reduction in risk of death by getting the flu shot every year.
And it seems that it just depends, though, if that vaccine is right for that particular flu that hits that season, right?
Well, you are right. There is somewhat variable coverage. However, it still gives the benefit. And so even if it's not a perfect match for the flu that's circulating, you're likely to have less severe flu and less chance of getting it. So it's worth getting in any case.
Why is it when we're older that we're more susceptible to grave problems once you suffer the flu? Most people in the younger years, you can bounce back. It does take a little while. You feel like you're at death's door. But when we're older, it seems to be very, very hard. Why is that?
Well, both the very young and the elderly face complications and risk of death from the flu. Now, for older folks, our immune responses wane over time, and our reserve to fight off problems also is reduced. Also, many of us, unfortunately, have chronic illness like COPD or diabetes, and that contributes to the risk of complication as well.
So we may have other things going on that prevent us from fighting the flu the way a body normally could.
Yes, indeed.
But if you get the vaccine, you've got a fighting chance, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you can't get the flu from the vaccine itself. There's the flu vaccines that we recommend for seniors do not have any virus in them. They're just signals to train your immune system to fight it off quickly.
Dr. Mark Bustamante, Executive Medical Director at Oak Street Health. He also is a leader since 2016 there and is a fellow of the American College of Physicians, a member of the American Academy of Pain Medicine, and he serves on the board of the Indiana Geriatric Society. So you've been with Oak Street Health for about 3 years now. Talk a little bit about the practice. You've got a number of locations.
Yes, actually, we have nearly 50 practices in 8 states in the Midwest and the East Coast. We specialize in folks who have Medicare. And by doing that, we can concentrate on their unique concerns and problems. Our practice looks to spend more time with folks, and so our appointments are usually 20 minutes or more with your doctor or nurse practitioner.
Really? Wow. And you don't these are in the Detroit area locally, right?
We have 5 in Greater Detroit and 2 in Flint.
Have you thought about opening one in Ann Arbor?
We would love to. We look for neighborhoods where folks do not have good access to primary care, and that's where we build our practices. And so typically the heavy urban areas are where primary care is most needed currently, and that's what drew us to Detroit and Flint.
Making a difference there, and that whole community there, you know, rising up again. It's been interesting to see what is happening in Detroit.
Oh, we're delighted to be partnering with folks in Detroit and in Flint now towards the better health of their communities.
Dr. Bustamante, besides flu, what other vaccine should older adults be getting?
Well, the big four for most adults are the flu shot, as we discussed, pneumonia vaccine, shingles shot, and then don't forget about the tetanus booster, specifically the Tdap version. The P stands for pertussis or whooping cough. Unfortunately, whooping cough is actually quite common in adults. It produces a month-long cough, which interrupts sleep. It's quite a nuisance for adults, but that's not the significant part. The really important part is that adults spread it to infants who cannot be vaccinated, and it's a deadly disease in infants. And so by vaccinating adults, we spare ourselves the month of coughing, but we do spare the babies as well.
That's why we see the commercial that has the adult as the big bad wolf holding a baby and coughing. That's,
exactly.
That gets spread. So you're telling me that older adults can fight off whooping cough, although it's annoying for 1 month, disrupts your sleep, which presents a whole other host of problems. But the key there is when they interact with kids and they've got whooping cough.
Absolutely.
No vaccine for kids for that.
Well, the infants cannot receive it. Okay. They don't respond properly to the vaccine. So when they're a bit older, they can become protected. But it's those infants that we're really concerned about. In fact, my daughter would not let me come and visit my granddaughter until I had had my Tdap. And so I ran right out and got that.
How often do you have to get that?
The Tdap, the pertussis version, is just a one time as an adult. Mm-hmm. But the tetanus booster, you should get every 10 years.
No one ever remembers. You know, when you go to the emergency room and they say, when did you have your last tetanus shot? So is there any danger to getting it again within that 10-year period?
No.
Okay.
So speak with your doctor, your primary care doctor or nurse practitioner about your vaccines and which are recommended for you.
Okay. And on the Tdap one, at what age should you get that then?
Around 50 or 60. 65 would be the recommended age.
Do younger adults get it too or no?
Yes. In fact, it was first recognized in military recruits where it was epidemic. And that was the original research a few decades ago that led us to recognize that our own immunity to pertussis wanes as we get older, like we discussed before. And therefore, the development of a vaccine booster for adults.
I see. So it's a booster. You could have had it early on.
Yes.
But you want this booster when you get older. All right.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about shingles. Another thing that, is this a new phenomenon? Why does it seem like everyone has shingles these days?
Well, it's always been very common. As you know, shingles is a painful blistering rash on one side of the body, and it's caused by the chickenpox virus. Mm-hmm. So most of us have had chickenpox when we were kids, and so we harbor the virus. Of course, more recently, there's been a chickenpox vaccine to prevent chickenpox in children, and that's a whole different question for them. But for all of us, getting that shingles shot, very important. About half of adults will suffer a bout of shingles without the vaccine.
That many?
Yeah.
Really?
Very common.
And how do you fight that?
Well, there is an antiviral medication which helps some. Mm-hmm. However, you have to treat the pain aggressively because it's a very painful condition, and it's just tincture of time at that point.
And once you get it, anyone who has this virus in their body, right, is potentially ripe for it.
It could happen.
And if you get it once, is it likely it'll come back again?
It can. And the recommendation would be after recovery of a bout, you should go ahead and get the vaccine anyways because your immune system is likely to allow you to have a second bout.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. Mark Bustamante, Executive Medical Director at Oak Street Health. Dr. Bustamante, with senior citizens and pneumonia seems to be such a killer. When I talk to people who from their family members and someone has passed who's older, they always say they had pneumonia. They died from pneumonia. What is it about pneumonia that does this?
Well, again, as we get older, our defenses weaken, our reserve weakens. Pneumococcal infections are more common in adults than all other vaccine-preventable infections. So pneumococcal pneumonia, pneumococcal meningitis and other pneumococcal infections, very serious infection in older adults, and highly preventable by taking the combination. There's two pneumonia vaccines now that you're supposed to get about a year apart, depending on your situation. So that's recommended for everybody.
How often do you get those, though?
That's a one-time event that you get at age 65. And if you've had one already, you should, again, speak with your doctor about how to sequence the second one and what the timing is and all that.
So once you've had those two,
you're good.
You're good for the rest of your life?
except there are certain situations that individuals may face. They should speak with their doctor about it, where boosters are indicated. But for most of us,
okay,
the pair of shots covers us.
And pneumonia compromises the lungs? Is that how it works?
That's right. Pneumonia is an infection in the lungs, and it affects your ability to breathe and exchange oxygen.
All right. So, again, get your flu shot. Get this series of the pneumonia, the pneumococcal, and also the tetanus.
Tetanus every 10 years.
Okay. And then regarding shingles?
And the shingles. The recommended shingle shot is a pair of shingle shots. There's also a single version, but the pair is actually the recommended one for adults.
Surprising that there still are older adults who don't get these shots, right?
It's a great bargain. Inconvenience in having a prick in the arm for great protection against these killer diseases.
Great talking with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Dr. Mark Bustamante, Executive Medical Director at Oak Street Health. On the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.